From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, May 9th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Robert Jones as he explains why leaving the university was the toughest choice he had to make in higher education. We'll hear more on that story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A Catholic high school chaplain in central Illinois says his students are excited that the new pope is from the Chicago area. IPM's Arjun Tucker has more.
Before he took on the title of Pope Leo XIV, Cardinal Robert Prevost grew up in Chicago's south suburbs and served as a missionary and priest in Peru. Father Andrew O'Brien at St. Thomas More High School in Champaign says that upbringing means his students feel they have a lot in common with the new pontiff.
Probably does not put ketchup on his hot dogs, and we thank him for that.
And he thinks Pope Leo can be an inspiration for his students to remain committed to their faith.
And it shows us we can sacrifice some of our luxury too in solidarity and outreach to those that need our love and need to experience the Lord through us.
The new pope is the first from the United States. For IPM News, I'm Arjun Tucker.
Demolition begins in earnest today on the 12-story Breezy Tower in downtown Danville, but the work got off to a ceremonial start yesterday afternoon. IPM's Jim Meadows reports.
A small crowd gathered in a nearby parking lot to watch a high-reach excavator strike the first blows on the century-old Breezy Tower. Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. was among the onlookers. He says he remembers seeing the tower during shopping trips downtown as a child.
Just remember seeing that building and thinking, wow, that's a huge building, you know, and even still, it's huge. It's a bittersweet day for sure.
Williams said Thursday's brief demolition work was symbolic until repairs are made to a hydraulic fluid leak on the excavator. But the long vacant Breezy Tower is slated to come down this summer. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Half of all Americans have been breathing in dangerous levels of air pollution between 2021 and 2023. That's according to a new report from the American Lung Association. As Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports, the Champaign-Urbana metro area ranked roughly in the middle of the pack for air quality measures out of 208 metro areas nationwide.
The annual report found that the number of people living in an area that received a failing grade on at least one measure of air pollution rose by about 25 million nationwide. The report looked at particle pollution and the number of high ozone days, which comes from things like pollutants from cars and factories. Tiffany Nichols is with the American Lung Association. She says higher average temperatures due to climate change and the 2023 wildfires contributed to worsening air quality.
Which just highlights the urgent need for us to protect public health from the impacts of pollution.
Nichols says the findings should worry Americans, especially as the Trump administration has looked to roll back the regulatory power of the Environmental Protection Agency. I'm Ben Thorpe.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Robert Jones as he explains why leaving the university was the toughest choice he had to make in higher education. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 70 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 43 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 48 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 80 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st show, Habemus Papam, we have a new pope, and he is from Illinois. Pope Leo XIV, born Robert Francis Prevost, is originally from the south suburbs of Chicago. We'll talk about what his selection means for Catholics around the world and back home in Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Nearly 9 years after joining the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign as chancellor, Robert Jones will soon head west. Jones becomes president of the University of Washington on August 1st. His decision to leave did not come lightly. In April, Jones spoke with IPM News and Public Affairs Director Reginald Hardwick. We've been sharing those conversations all week. This morning, we wrap up with why Jones told the University Faculty Senate that leaving the U of I was the toughest choice he had to make in 46 years of higher education.
I can tell you, from far as my wife and I are concerned, you know, this place gets under your skin after about 9 years or so. And not to say that's just happened. But it is, because this is like leaving home for us. It's leaving a place where we feel a deep sense of connection, not only at the university, but in the community as well. And that really has been brought to our attention since I announced in November that I was stepping out of the chancellor's role, is what I said. I never said I was retiring, but 99% of the people extrapolated what my message to say I was retiring. We had planned to do something different. But I can tell you the comments we hear both from faculty, staff, and students, as well as members of the community, really sends a very strong message that we've had some impact in this place across everything that we've done at the university in terms of keeping education accessible and affordable. We launched the largest capital campaign in the history of the university. We have really brought back the winning tradition to DIA. We are hiring the best and the brightest faculty. We have 15,000 more students at this university than we had when I came here on September 26th of 2016. 15,000. That's bigger than most other universities in the state. And so that's like adding a whole new university, if you will. And so we're proud of everything that we've done in that regard and, you know, creating innovative ideas like Carl Illinois College of Medicine. We hope we've left a very broad, sweeping impact. And my goal is to always come into a place and do all you can to leave it better than you found it. And I think we've had some success in that regard.
You're in your 70s. You have an historic career in agronomy, and you have your children and your grandchildren. Why not, you know, you said people assumed you were retiring. Why not ease out of higher ed? You're going to have a 5-year contract at the University of Washington, an intense job. Why do that now?
Because I fundamentally believe that there is perhaps never in the history of higher education has not been a more critical need for strong and decisive leadership. And I don't know why people assume that all of a sudden, just because I'm into my 70s, that somehow or another I'm supposed to ride off into the sunset. First of all, that's not me. And as long as I feel I have something to give, and as long as other places feel that I have apparently something, notwithstanding, as some of my friends say, I'm getting a little long in the tooth, that I will step up to the plate and be available to help advance institutions. So it's a point of pride for me to have had the opportunity to lead this world-class university. And even in my early 70s now, to have the opportunity to go out and lead another world-class university to the next level of excellence. And that's what they saw in me, is the fact that I've been able to demonstrate the ability to have transformative impact, and that's what they expect me to do at Washington. And as long as I have the mental and physical capacity to do so, we'll continue to offer what we can to advance higher education.
Will you come back and see us occasionally?
I'll come back to visit every now and then. I've got some orange and blue outfits that I have to wear someplace, and I've got about 2 dozen ties that I will have to be able to wear at some point. So we'll come back. If invited, we'll come back, and we'll come back even if we're not invited, because in many ways, this is home. That's what I meant earlier. This is like leaving home for us. So
That was University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Robert Jones speaking with IPM's Reginald Hardwick. Jones' last day at the U of I is June 30th. He becomes the next president of the University of Washington in Seattle on August 1st. You can watch the entire interview on the Illinois Public Media Channel on YouTube. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Tucker, Jim Meadows, Ben Thorpe, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.